wrong and right, male, female. That's the way it's done. He gets here, he doesn't say God, devil. He says God and mammon. So, what's mammon? He's referring here to the Syrian god of money that the people knew about. You know, the world's financial system started in Syria. Here he's dealing with that spirit that they believed was the god of prosperity, financial prosperity. That's the one we called Mammon. Look at it again. Read it for yourself. Read it out. Verse 24, 1, 2, go. Yeah. So you cannot serve God and Mammon. That's the spirit behind money. See, the Greek is mammonas, money, the god of money, the spirit behind it. That's the one they recognize as that god of prosperity, financial prosperity. What does that tell you? He's saying, you're either going to hold on to God, you're going to function under God's principles, or you're going to function under the principles of Mammona's financial propositions. Can you see that? Now, we know the financial policies of the world, the financial systems of the world. He's telling us, we're either going to yield to one or to the other. So you have to ask yourself, which financial system governs my finances? That's what you need to find out from you. You have to find out from you. Find out from yourself, which financial system are you running in your personal finances? Who's behind the financial system that you are running for your life as well as for the church? Now, you understand, if you're going to run the financial system of the world and you keep breaching it, it'll cost you something. Is that right? There's a financial system in the world, and you've got to follow what they said. You know, they came to Jesus and they said to him, Master, you know, we are advised to pay taxes by these wicked men. What exactly do you suppose we should do since we are now following you and we're listening to your teachings? What should we do? To whom should we pay taxes? Because Jesus is teaching to financial systems. He says there's one over here for Mammon and there's one for God. And so they said, wow, the two systems. So they said, Master, so what should we do? Do we pay taxes to Caesar or to God? And Jesus said, get me a coin. And they brought the coin. And he said, whose image is on this coin? They said, it's Caesar's. He said, all right. Give therefore to Caesar that which belongs to Caesar, and to God that which belongs to God. You know, I've read that place several times and I would laugh. And I would say, Lord Jesus, you are most amazing. You know, how he got them. They didn't know what to say. I thought that was smart. Jesus was exceptional. You should find out the way he answered them. He said, give to Caesar that which is Caesar's and give to God that which is God's. And they just took down their tears and ran off. So, that's a nice answer for you too. So if you're wondering, all right, so how do I fix this thing? Pastor Chris says that there are two financial systems running pari passu. Which one, how do I function? Yes, give to Caesar that which is Caesar's and to God that which is God's. How many of you have any Canadian dollar or coin? Anybody's got any? Take it out and can I have one here? Good. Thank you. Incidentally, this is a big one. Okay, do you have any? No, don't bring it here. I want you to hold it and look at it. You have one? Look at it. Have you found one? A coin, a note? Okay. Which government owns this? The government of Canada, correct? Okay. So give, therefore, that which belongs to the government of Canada. What belongs to them? Right? Okay. And give to God what belongs to God. You see, it's such an extraordinary remark from Jesus. You see, you're functioning with the money provided by the government of Canada. If someone is wondering about taxes, why do you use this? It's a system set up by the government of Canada for the benefit of all those who will have financial transactions in Canada. And so they are asking for some of it in return. For all services that they provide. And for the system that they have put in place. Right? So Jesus wasn't being nasty, naughty, funny. No, he was being real. He was being real. That was his response to the issue of taxes. Even though he also did opine that something was wrong in taxing the citizens. He said so. He said, because in reality, all of us who are citizens own the money. We are the government. We are the people. Do you get it? So he says, we ought to get taxes from others, not the people. Then he said, you know, if you stand up for this idea, you'll offend them. That's what Jesus said. Do you remember the occasion? Okay, let me just give you the background. The tax collectors came. And Jesus already knew they were there. And they're questioning with the disciples. Have you paid your taxes? What about your master? And Jesus already knew. They're asking. Then he said to one of his disciples, he says, hey, is the government supposed to collect taxes from citizens? Isn't that wrong? It's supposed to collect taxes from foreigners. He says, that's the right idea. He said, but don't say anything because we'll offend them. He said, now you go, take your hook and go to the water, put it in, and the first fish that you catch, take out a coin and pay for both of us. So Jesus paid the taxes because he didn't want to offend them. He says, let's go on and pay. I like that. I like that. Sometimes we have to just forget about our rights and pay them off, not to offend them. These guys don't know nothing. Don't mind them. Pay them off. Let them go. I like that. When he needed to fight for his rights, he knew exactly what to say. Praise God. So I said, who's behind your financial transactions, your operations, how you run your money? Whose policies are you following? Now let's move to the next part and let's see what the Word of God tells us how to do what to do. Then I'll give you a little instruction here. Or I think I should give you the instruction first and then we'll look at this. I started out saying, watch your finances grow. Okay? Number one, through your personal giving. Your personal giving as a pastor, a leader, a deacon. Your personal giving. Establish a system of giving as a person. Now, it doesn't matter how much. Get excited about this thing. The fact that it's so practical. You can take any amount. And when you give, don't do it like you don't know what you're doing. Have in mind that you are sowing. I'm talking about something you do deliberately. It's like going to your garden to sow your tomato seeds. Okay? You don't spill them on the driveway. Right? You go to the garden because there's where you're going to go for your harvest. Right? So you're going to do it with a plan. So, have a plan for your financial seeds. I like this because you can practice it with any amount. But you've got to be smart enough to watch the results. Because there's where some people have problems. They don't watch the results. They don't watch the results. Now, this is different from giving your tithe. Your tithe is compulsory. It doesn't belong to you. It's really not one of your givings. It is a payment. That's your tithe. So you pay that to God. That's your partnership with Him. So here I want to ensure that my financial prosperity really goes to a level of wealth. Okay? Because you go from riches to wealth. You understand what I'm talking about? You really want to have an ability.